I will make a moon and I'll die in
the center. Welcome to our moon.
Welcome to Defender 7. Defender 7 has a touchdown. This ought
to show it right here. Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to the Defender 7 Monday Night Broadcast with your host, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Now, before we get on with our show tonight, I need to read a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, for those of you new just tuning in, we could be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and our future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. And if you get in and you feel you can't participate or don't want to, and want to leave, you may leave with no hard feelings. We're not just a group. We consider ourselves one big extended family, and we treat each other as such. We also have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. And on our website, you will find we have a store and a donate button. All 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations or any type of money we get in goes back to our communities throughout the whole 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, this is the only way that we're able to do what we do here. Hit that donate button. Purchase something from the store. We also have our YouTube channel. Skip on over there and do us a favor and click that subscribe button. A lot of good videos and other information to follow. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations, scroll all the way down to Defenders 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, before I turn it over to our colonel, your host, everything we do here on Blog Talk Radio, all of our shows, if you'd like to call in and participate, we would love it. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, the number to call, area code 914-205-5773. And I'm now going to turn over the microphone and welcome our colonel, your host, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and also our major from Wisconsin, Miss Lorna Munson.
Wisconsin.
For this week, anyway.
For this week, anyway.
I'm echoing.
Echo.
Yeah, echo.
Echo.
Foxtrot.
Well, huh?
Foxtrot.
Yeah.
How? Damn dog.
Well, the bullshit mandates have already started to rear its ugly head in New York, in upstate New York. One of the hospitals, actually, it's not just one hospital, it's more than one. They're no longer, their whole maternity ward has been shut down because the nurses said, nah, we're not getting vaccinated. So 11 nurses have resigned. And five other departments are going to have to shut down in the local hospitals up there in upstate New York. So,
wow.
Fuck your mandate. Yeah.
I'm
that
glad.
Just shows people are waking up, though. I mean, and the nurses in Texas that resigned, the judge, or is it Oklahoma? I don't know, wherever the 75 nurses or whatever it was.
Texas.
The judge threw it out because they said it was not against the federal law for them to mandate vaccines. So
good.
Yeah, but
and now they can now they can turn around and sue the hospital, can't they?
Oh, I would. Like I said, and I told you guys, it's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. Like six of the codes of the 10, this vaccine is a violation of it. Screw the Constitution. In the sense, don't even worry about saying it's good. No, it's against a Nuremberg Code. So, fuck them. When more and more facilities have to shut down, they will rethink their stupidity.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. You can't fix stupid.
Oh, they'll wait until there's a complete medical crisis, and then they'll give. They will.
Well, that's kind of what's happening in Minneapolis with the police situation, where they defunded the police. Now they're pretty much begging them to come back.
So they said it's the GOP's fault. That's a GOP city. No, it's not. It's a fucking liberal shit town.
Yep. And
so
the CDC flip-flopping again. I don't know if you all caught that. I got it on my breaking news saying that the booster shots are not needed by the general public.
Oh, now they're not? Oh, okay.
And also, those idiots. I'm sorry. Let me back up. The two FDA scientists that quit.
Oh yeah.
Before, okay. Well, mm-hmm. they're trying to spin it that they quit because not the two that quit, but the CDC's trying to spin it, saying that they quit because they didn't agree. They didn't have enough time to go over what entails the booster shots. That's not why they quit. That is not why they quit. They quit because they know that all these vaccines are not friggin' needed.
They're not
true.
Safe.
They're not safe, and they're not needed.
No. It's already starting. A Texas man was arrested for killing a woman and her husband. Supposedly, I think it's crock of shit. He's saying because they voted for Biden. bullshit.
Yeah, they're going to blame everything on conservatives, like they've been doing.
Yeah, here's the FDA arguing about the booster shot.
You mean Fauci's
wife? That's what I'm saying. They crack me up.
You mean Fauci's wife?
I hope this isn't a video.
But they crack me up with the BS that they try to spin on people that are quitting over knowing for a fact that it's going to harm people instead of helping.
Yeah.
And then they spin it around so that they look like the bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
so,
another thing, too, I got to check more into, but I already told Kim, supposedly any cash in your accounts over $600 and over is going to be reported to the IRS.
Well, doesn't that already, though?
Over a certain amount. Hold on.
Because I got a shit ton of money going in my account tomorrow.
I couldn't find nothing on it.
That's what I'm... That's what I'm looking
Could be,
for.
Because like I was telling Kim, I don't know if it's like how her bank and my bank set up. You can't take more than $600 out a day?
No. Okay, here it is. I found an article. It was as of July 23rd, but I want to see if anything else. If you have $10,000 deposited more than once, they have to call the IRS. So, I mean, it's also, it depends on your bank. Like if you win money from the lottery,
right.
It's going to show up as lottery. Okay, well, you've already been taxed, so who gives a shit? And if you have direct deposit, it shows. So it's up to each individual bank. And see, like I have Navy Federal. Well, guess what, dumbasses? It's a federal bank. And
yeah,
I got
All South Federal.
And the other thing is, I have direct deposit of my monthly check. So no shit, Sherlock. I'm going to have more than 600. But see,
yeah,
USAA. Huh?
That's what I thought. That's why I ran it by you, because we get more than that deposited every month.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Cashier's check, a bank draft, a traveler's check, or money order that's greater than $10,000, then that has to be notified to the IRS because of all these bank scams.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Like,
That's just like the old rule. You can come home from overseas with $9,999, but if you got more money on you that puts you over that $9,000, it gets reported.
Yeah. Well, like it says, if another party deposits money into your bank. Like, Bobby, if I had your bank account number and I deposited $10,001 to your account, your bank would have to call the IRS and say, why did she put that money in there? So there's the money laundering and all of these money order scams. Yeah, that's what it is. So
okay.
But, and here's this other, if this is an IRS website now, your bank doesn't, if your deposit is less than $10,000, Your bank can still report it if it's from a questionable depositor. So if it's, say you, I mean, like I said, lottery ticket. Well, they're not going to call because it says lottery. Like Warnut, you sold your house, okay? So you deposit that check in your bank. Well, duh, it's going to know right there why you're putting that money in your bank. It's things like that. They're talking about money laundering and drugs and shit like that. Now, don't get me wrong. That's been going on for years. And not to mention, your bank account's only insured up to $100,000. So, by the FDIC. Now, if what Weathers is talking about happens to be like what Nigeria is doing, then, yeah, we're all fucked. Whoever won't get a vaccine. And that's
right.
Shit right there.
Well, that's what they're pushing. I think that could be what he was talking about.
Yeah, because in Nigeria, if you're not vaccinated, you cannot go into a bank. So unless they have ATM machines or if you do point of sales on shit, you can't go into a bank and get your money out. So,
right.
The other thing. That video, did you see that video that I shared? I don't know when I shared it. winter's coming. We're about to hit fall, and winter's going to be here soon. Remember when Biden said we're going to have a dark winter? Well, I'm not saying that this is 100% true or not, but we all know how the last 18 months has been. So, total bullshit. The blue states are going to say another variant's come around, probably Oscar Zulu, freaking whatever. And what they'll do blue states will lock down again. And then, now this is where it gets out there, but we all know the capabilities of blue states. They will shut down the power grid, just like in Texas where they said it was a cyber attack. And that's when they're going to come in and they're going to start snatching people out of their homes and throwing them in FEMA camps.
Gee, I want to see that happen.
I know. Well, we have governor. Yeah, I know. We got a Democrat governor, but like I said, Republicans rule the shit here in Kansas. I don't care. And our new senator is a Republican, and he's a doctor. I can't remember. It's either Congress or Senate. I can't remember. That's the little thing that's questionable. We're talking if shit goes south really bad, you know, and they start mandating all this, we're just going to move to Texas or Oklahoma, one or the other.
I don't think you're going to – if it does happen, I really don't think you're going to be safe. Thinking that you're going to Texas because they're going to – somehow, some way, they're going to still snatch you up or try to.
True.
The safest route to take would be just head for the – like the old saying goes, head for the hills. In other words, head for any huge acreage forest.
True. Well, we already have ours planned out. So, sorry, state secret. We're not sharing.
You got to let me know so that I can post that on all social media.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. like we said in the past, look, you guys have had your chances. So you're on your own. So I suggest people start getting with groups that's in, you know, in your area. We busted our asses to give you guys information left and right. Nobody wants to call in? Fine, whatever. If you're actually taking the information, great, go ahead. Share the information. I don't care. But we would appreciate at least an acknowledgement from either in the group, on the YouTube page or, you know, whatever, or the blog talk. I don't care. You know, but we're not going to last 3 years under Biden. There's just no way.
I don't think we're going to make it to the winner.
No,
I know
not.
Who I'd be bugging out with.
Bobby. So, huh? I say meet in the middle.
No, he said so, he knows who he's going to be bugging out with. I said Bobby.
But, you know, you better come up with a plan and do it quick. See, we have two contingency plans. If we can't leave to go to a, you know, a farther distance drive, then we already know where we're going to go here and won't take us long to get there. So that's why I said have more than one plan just in case you can't leave. Because if after October 31st and Biden's infinite wisdom of stupidity says you can't travel on federal highways if you're not vaccinated, good luck with that. I'd like to know who's going to man those roads because you ain't got enough military to man every single highway on every single state. You just don't. And law enforcement's not going to – they've already said they're not going to back that bullshit.
Nope.
So – and one, like we said, one whole police department's already quit. Now, granted, there's only 20 cops there. But here's the thing. 20 cops is better than no cops.
Yep.
So the sheriff's department said, well, this is what they said. They'll handle some of the calls, but they're not handling all of them. They're like, we already have enough responsibility. So good luck. Dumbasses. That's all I got to say. And I'm so sick and tired of seeing all these tweets and this bullshit about blaming Republicans and Trump supporters. Cause I don't care. I'm so sick of it.
Yep.
All the hate.
I'd love to hear somebody just call in and refute or agree with what we're saying.
Oh, I know.
That's what we've been saying, John. All of us have been saying that. We all of us board members said that many times.
Even
I mean, you don't have to agree, but call in, give your opinions. Damn.
Yeah, we're not going to put you down for it. It's your opinion.
Right, and I know we've
got listeners. Even if they leave a message. Yeah, we know we have listeners, but even if they go on the blog talk, like the chat, and they could just type in a message if they want, if you want. That's, you know.
It's no different than talking on the phone. And don't be afraid or scared to.
But here is the other thing. Is the time differences, the different time zones, if they can call in, and a lot of people, I'm sure, listen to the show after. Like if you're at work and you can't listen to it now, you might listen to it later. I don't know if Quit shows up.
Yeah,
maybe we need to put out there how to access Blog Talk and how it works, or where you can find the recorded shows.
All they got to do is click on any episode that I publish throughout our Facebook.
When you go on the link to the Blog Talk, it'll show all the past shows, huh?
Can you give the website on the air?
Yes.
If you belong
to
the blog, they should be able to see all the past shows.
Yeah. All you got to do is click on any show that I publish.
Yeah.
And it'll take you right to that, you know, right to Blog Talk and Defender 7. And you can see it says past shows.
And even on our YouTube channel, I actually have the Blog Talk link right there on our YouTube channel. So,
what kind of traffic are we getting on YouTube?
Not a whole lot right now. I don't know if people are having issues finding it. All they got to do is type up just Here's our problem with the YouTube, and I've got to figure out. When you type up defenders, there's a stupid friggin' Comic-Con anime. It's called Defenders. And we show up, I mean, it's got like all different types of the Comic-Con, right? And we pop up in between. So that's why some people are having a hard time finding it. Because sometimes you got to go through it and look. It's like, you know, like in your list of groups on your Facebook, it says groups that you manage or groups that you belong to, and you got to scroll through them. Mm-hmm. Same thing happens on YouTube. Sometimes they got to scroll for our name. So
Bobby, let me ask you, how many listeners are we averaging a show?
Past few shows, it's been up there, dude. It's been like 800.
So I don't know where the disconnect is. If we have 800 people listening to the show, if we got 1% to call in of 800, we don't even get that.
Right.
Where is the disconnect? Where are they not figuring out how to call in?
I wish it would break it down because, John, you got to realize the people that are listening from overseas,
it costs
they get
money.
Charged to call in. But that doesn't mean that they can't jump into the Blog Talk chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Messenger is free and Facebook is free. Yeah, trust me. When I went overseas for 3 months, I had a $1,000 phone bill.
And they
fuckers
can listen
didn't tell me.
They can listen to past recorded shows for free and still comment.
Yeah.
You can comment on a past show, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I guess it would be just like a Facebook Live. And it has a little red dot that you're commenting now instead of then. And that's how you know.
So if I comment on Blog Talk, whether it be live or recorded, where does that comment, who does that comment go to?
It goes to our Blog Talk, chat room, which is what I open up every show.
Okay,
and
so you open that live at the beginning of every show.
Yeah, and I can also go back and check and see if anybody's made any comments. But see, I haven't gotten any comments even after they've reviewed it. Because it'll notify me when I get a comment on one of our shows that we've already done.
I mean, I get people not wanting to talk on the radio. Shit, I hate talking on the radio. When I first started, any radio show that I used to listen to, even now, I never call radio shows. I always listen. Very seldom do I ever call in.
That's what I do.
What, just listen?
Sit here quiet in my little corner in my little bubble.
When are you going to lose that
Wisconsin
straw?
Yeah, Wisconsin. Okay, so anyways.
I talk normal. You guys have the accent.
So the topic of conversation, I know we've only gone over this once or twice, I think. I don't know, whatever. Bill Gates owns the most farmland of anybody in the United States. He owns almost 270,000 acres of land in 19 states. Now, ask yourself, why the fuck would Bill Gates need 270,000 acres of land in 19 states. Think about it.
Destroy it. So you can't farm on it.
No. That's not why. No, he's going to farm on it. Okay, we've already talked about Soylent Green, remember? Everyone has moved to the big cities. I'm not going to say they're going to put people into the food. That's not what I'm saying. But they, in the movie Soylent Green, they moved everybody to the metropolitan area. So you're just stacked up. We've become like a mini China in all of our cities where we're just packed in like sardines, right? Nobody's allowed out into the country. Yeah, no one's allowed into the country.
Yeah, because China's doing the same thing. They're buying up all the land, too.
Yeah, so
excuse me. Did you guys hear that the Chinese are practicing military shit in Michigan?
I heard that a while ago, but
last week. But at any rate, yes, and they're buying up all this land. They're buying up the houses to rent out, and you know, it's scary shit. Between they're telling farmers to destroy their crop completely, and then you know, and people are losing their homes and their properties because other people didn't have to pay rent, and the government didn't reimburse these people. So now you've got these big companies again, some owned by China and other bad guys buying up the houses. So what happens when you go to rent a house and the landlord can tell you, oh, well, you're not allowed to have guns in my house?
Oh, they can't do that.
A landlord, yes, a landlord can put in what you are not allowed to have in your home.
Oh, that landlord could kiss my ass. A landlord can tell you not to smoke and no pets. But they have to tell you that before you rent. They can't just come up willy-nilly and say, you're not allowed to have guns in my house.
Well, like I said, they're going to do whatever they can to screw us over.
No, I know. But see, that right now, while we have the Second Amendment, that's a violation of your Second Amendment rights. They can't tell you that. Now, is it a violation to tell you of your rights that you can't smoke in a home? No. Their house, their rules. So, and they could tell you that you can't have pets. You can only have certain size pets. That's not a violation of your constitutional rights. But to tell you you can't have guns? Sorry. Now, they could tell you can't have drugs. That's different. Because that's illegal activity. So... So anyway, going along with why dipshit wants to own so much land, okay, this is from a website called CS Globe, and it says, what is Agenda 21? Basically, it says it's the population of 90% of the world by 2030. It's changed its name to Agenda 2030 because they couldn't get it done. They couldn't depopulate the world fast enough because of COVID this year. So, but their goal is to have roughly 5 billion people knocked off the face of the earth, if not more. If not more. Most people are unaware that the greatest threat to their freedom may be a UN program which plans to depopulate the world, 95% of the world. And it was developed by the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs Division for Sustainable Development as part of sustainability policy. According to the United Nations, the UN website, Agenda 21 is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the UN system. In a nutshell, the plan calls for governments to take control of all land, use, and not leave any of the decision-making in the hands of private property owners. I have said this over and over and over. You will lose your home, your land, your property, and you will be happy about it, and you can't say shit. And people are like, oh, you can. Yes, they can. The government can come in eminent domain and take your shit at any point in time. You know, like you have an easement with a light company for the light poles. If you own property, depending on where you live, utility companies will have an easement where they can, the was it 20 feet, 10 feet in front of from the road to the poles.
Mine's
you guys know how far it is? Huh?
For underground utilities. Mine's 6 feet for underground utilities.
Oh, okay. So you they have an easement, do they not, on your property so they can get to the power line?
Yes, in the back.
Okay. So in Tennessee, the power companies claimed eminent domain and bought everybody's houses. This took them, actually, I mean, you got paid a fraction of what you paid for it, but because of the TVA, that coal ash spill, they had to buy, they just took all that profit. Well, they had no choice with that one, but eminent domain, I mean, so, yes, the government can just take your shit, and there's nothing you can do about it, and that's what this Agenda 21 is. Now, don't get me wrong.
I believe with eminent domain, they have to pay you for it, and you can take it to court. The odds of you winning are slim, but you can fight
you
it.
Can't do shit. No, you can't do shit.
They have to pay fair market value. That's
yeah,
it.
They do, and that's all they're going to do. But they can take your property. And see, what I'm trying to say is
yeah,
once Agenda 21.
A valid reason. I thought they had to have a valid reason for taking it. They can't just take it
under
for no reason.
They can't. That's what I'm trying to say. Under Agenda 21, like it says, they're not going to allow you to make any decisions on your own property. The government's going to take it.
This is something
they're doing
new.
It right now here by eminent domain. For an interstate.
So this is something
yeah, that's
well, interstate, I understand,
a couple
but,
hundred
but
miles, and they took every house by eminent domain all the way down, and every
yeah,
business.
Yeah, but that's for the highway. I understand that, but she's saying that they don't have to have a reason to take it because of this Agenda 21. So I'm saying. I vaguely remember seeing something about a bill that they were looking to pass, but it had not yet passed. So that's what I'm saying. Is this something new that they just passed?
No. Listen, this is part of Agenda 21 and the Great Reset.
Okay.
It's already starting around the world, okay?
Right.
We're the only country who owns our own land. Everybody else. Somebody else owns their property. Okay. What
the
I'm saying is
they rent from it, basically.
Yeah, they
yeah.
lease. 99-year leases, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I agree with some of the sustainable development because it benefits third world countries, countries that are not developed, like a good part of India. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of countries who need help. And so that's what the whole point is supposed to be. But when you take it from someone who's earned it and, you know, busted your ass to own it, yeah, they should not be able to take that from someone, which
now,
is why
there's plenty of land out there that isn't owned.
Well, what it is to help them develop. Yeah, they say that. No. It's not to help the people. No, it's to help their government. That's the whole thing. By no means. And like it's like socialism. You'll lose everything and you'll be happy about it. And that's why I cannot believe what people like this. So. It's assumed that people are not good stewards of their land and the government will do a better job than them. Remember what Biden said, we the people is the government, which he's wrong. We the people is the people that voted for their stupid ass. Well, we didn't. I hope you guys didn't vote for Biden. But anyway, individual rights in general are to give way to the needs of communities as determined by the governing body. Moreover, people should be rounded up off the land, packed into human settlements or islands of human habitation, close to employment centers and transportation. Another program is called the Wildlands Project, spells out how most of the land is to be set aside for non-humans. Agenda 21 dates back to the 70s, but it didn't get its start until 1992 when guess who was president? And then right after that, we have 9/11. Bush started it, and then Clinton signed it later and continued it, and then Agenda 21 is soft law and did not have to be voted on by the Congress. A non-governmental organization called the International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives, or ICLEI, is tasked with carrying out the goals of Agenda 21. Over 600 cities in the U.S. are members, and that number is growing. And guess who pays for it? Joe taxpayer pays for that bullshit. And in this website, they took the video down, of course. But if you notice, go look at the state of California. Remember all of those fires a year or two ago? It burnt all the houses.
Right.
I mean, it burnt all the trees, but left the houses intact.
Right.
Yeah. And they're building a railway system or a rail system all the way down top to bottom of California. And they said if you look at some of the cars that burnt, they said there was no way in hell that was caused by a forest fire. It was incentivized by something. So,
well, they have lasers in space.
Yeah. Well, we all know there's Project Blue Beam, and then there's HAARP. Oh, and that's the thing about, remember in Texas, as soon as Biden took office, he authorized the power company to shut off the grid. And for that long time, he authorized that. It leaked out. If someone doesn't want to believe us, you can look it up. So,
they shut the power up in the cities for some reason too. Just a section of it.
Well, one because Abbott said, "Fuck off." And Texas was their own state or their own country, whatever, back in the day. And then they finally joined the U.S., and now they want to leave, part of the U.S. And I honestly believe that's why they did that. And then they were doing, in the summertime, you notice the heat wave on the West Coast was astronomical. And they were doing rolling blackouts in 100-degree heat, telling people they're going to shut their power off for 6 hours. So,
well, look at the heat they got in Washington. They've never had heat like that before, and all the people that died because
I know
they
don't
have air conditioning or even fans. Yeah.
No. A lot of places, well, unless it's modern, but in New England, nobody's got central heat and air. Everybody has either oil or gas heat and, like, window units or fans. That's all they have. They don't have central heat and air. And 90% of the houses up north, like I said, unless it's a brand new home. But so the elites are saying it's a way to save the planet. So Bill Gates even shared his view on how to achieve this goal by vaccinations and other means in a TEDx lecture. So the world, we're going to have 9 billion people, supposedly, if we make it this long, in the year 2037, my bad. We're supposed to have 9 billion people. Right now it's a little over 8.1, I think, right now. So And this is what's out of their mouth. You ready? If we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, and reproductive health issues, we could lower that by 10 to 15% of the population.
Yeah, you would think if we did better health care and vaccines that the population would increase, not decrease.
Exactly. So if you guys didn't hear, or if you heard, I don't know if you guys heard, the news anchor said there's not enough people signing up for the, what was it called? Not death vaccines, but not euthanasia. I forget what the word he used, but he didn't even correct himself. Because they all know. The media knows the bullshit. So the globalists, or they push the globalist agenda on all of us, of no rights to property and other rights. People were even fined for collecting rainwater. Remember? Illinois got fined for collecting rainwater.
Yeah,
there's some
states. About that.
Canada was even fining people for collecting rainwater. There's a journalist in Israel, and he wrote a book called Mass Awakening, and he talks about his whole personal awakening, and he finally went down that big-ass rabbit hole, and I'm sure a lot of you heard that, that you went down the rabbit hole. Let me tell you something. There's more than one. There's more than one rabbit hole to go down.
Oh, yeah.
You can get lost. Let me tell you something. There is so much shit out there. The fall of the cabal.
Yes.
She actually put out another 14-hour video. Well, it's broke down into 14 one-hour parts.
No, there's actually 17. She's only finished the first 14.
Well, she did the first one, the first 10.
Right, the fall of the cabal. And then there's sequel to the fall of the cabal, which is supposed to be another 17 issues.
17? Okay.
But she only is up to number 14. I mean, she does some serious in-depth research, and she cites where she gets her information so you can go look at it yourself so that you know she's not lying. And,
you know,
when she started out, she was not Trump supporter.
No, she wasn't.
She was
hated Trump.
Yep.
She hated him.
She's
not even from America.
Nope.
No.
She's not even American.
She tied all of the countries together.
Yep.
The royal families from England,
yep.
From, Italy. Is it Italy? All
yeah.
these different
and,
countries.
And the Luciferians and the Khazarians. Khazarians, they're really interesting. You know, and from Russia and how they broke up and some went to Christianity and Islam and Judea. She does an awesome job. I'm only, I think, like on 6 or 7 of the sequel to the fall of the cabal. But you're right. You're absolutely right. There are so many frickin' rabbit warrens. Rabbit holes, whatever the hell you want to call them, man, it's worse than any lucid trip you get on for Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's one on the sex trafficking. There's one on
pizza games.
All of it. And somebody asked me, and I don't know if you guys have seen. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, or if you have heard the videos. I have. And someone said that we're lying and there's no, they're not.
No,
I heard a couple
not.
Of the videos. I heard a couple of the videos. I've seen some of the pictures. Let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton is Satan incarnate. I think, you know what? She's beyond, you know what? If there's someone lower than the devil, it's her.
Yeah. She's
what she did.
She's,
yeah. What she, what she did to that child, her and Huma Abedin.
Now
there's not even a pit of hell low enough for that woman. And I am not suicidal, guys. I am not suicidal.
She is definitely evil incarnate. And then you've got like the panda eyes. There's another one. And the Illuminati. Even if you can't accept some of what they're saying, even if you only believe a fraction of what they're saying is true, even if you only accept a fraction of it or one or two things, they're still evil. You can't have all this stuff out there and it all be made up, especially since it's coming out that some of it actually is true. The difference between conspiracy theory and conspiracy fact is 6 months.
Okay. So going back to the way of depopulation. So the genocidal agenda of humanity has already begun. We already know this. And there are many means implemented to achieve this goal. Chemtrails or geoengineering, vaccines, irradiated food, GMOs, smart meters. I don't know what a smart meter is. I have no idea. I've never heard of that.
A smart meter? Is that where they control your temperature and stuff in your houses?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing in Texas. They control your power. Right. And the light company can shut it off and turn it back on. Yeah, that's what it is.
Correct.
Okay. And 5G deployment. So
yeah, that's crazy, that 5G shit.
So
I have
a mass
smart
population
meter in my house for electricity. They can control my thermostat, but I can override it.
Yeah, a lot of people have unplugged it. When it's 110 degrees outside, they're telling people to put it on 78 degrees. Let me tell you something.
So that's not how mine works. I get an email ahead of time that they're going to do it, and they only do it maybe four times a year tops. So I get an email 24 hours ahead of time that says they're going to do it in 24 hours. So 12 hours before they do it, they cool my house down ahead of time to like 57 degrees. So they shut it off for 2 hours, but if it climbs more than 3 degrees over that 2 to 3 hour period, then it automatically kicks back on, or I can override it immediately.
Oh, see, in Texas they put it to 78 degrees.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. And they pre-cool my house ahead of time, so you don't notice. Your house is already at 67 degrees.
See, we keep ours at 70.
You don't notice.
We keep ours at 70 degrees. That's it. If it goes over 70, it's too damn hot. If it goes under 70, it's too damn cold. And
no,
I kid you not.
I'm a 67 degree ceiling fan kind of guy.
Well, see, normally we were keeping it at 68 degrees, but it was too fucking cold. I kid you not, it was too. And I live in a 60-year-old house. Well, he's got those brand new double pane windows. You know, the ones that slide back and forth, and you know all that cool shit. So, I mean, the house is not airtight by all means, but it's a pretty decent central heat and air, and for the winter time. Oh hell no, I gotta keep it down to 65 because the heat is so, it works so well, it gets too damn hot. So, in the fall,
do you have
we just
gas
turn the air off. No, we have central heat.
Yeah, I have gas, and that shit'll run you.
Oh,
out.
I hate gas. Oh, I hate,
but
yeah,
I mean,
I hate
my house is a year and a half old, and it's super high efficiency LED lights you know, double insulation.
I had a brand new home in Tennessee that I bought me a brand new home. Woohoo! I mean, total, like you said, LED lights, totally super high efficient. I mean, it was awesome. My light bill was $50. You get central heat and air, but, you know, I don't live there anymore. But, yeah, that's what their whole thing is. So the mass population migration from Africa and the Middle East, one such mean, which is relatively ignored in the alternative media, is mass population migration from Africa and the Middle East into the U.S. and Europe. In Israel, they brought 100,000 migrants from Africa who conquered entire neighborhoods in southern Tel Aviv and other cities where the local population literally became refugees in their own country and then fled to other parts of the country. So they're having issues with migrants. You bring in people, they're fleeing their country, and it's like, you know why they say, don't California my state? Because your state sucks because you ruined it. So don't come to my state and ruin my state because you're an idiot. Well, and that's the same thing. All these illegal Mexicans, well, I don't want to just Mexicans because it's freaking Guatemala and all down there from Central America. So they come here because their country sucks, and then you come here and then you freaking ruin our country. And now we have all the Afghans. So, I mean, Israel's not that big. You know, America's pretty damn big. So that's the issue that they're having. They terrorize the locals, and it's horrendous what happens in these areas. However, all this means, these means sound great when they're termed sustainable development. Like I said, they mean well. It looks good on paper, but when you own nothing, so basically, I don't know, well, if you guys aren't old enough to know, during the Great Depression, they had the little coupon books, the ration books.
I have my mother's.
Yeah, I saw my grandmother's. She still had some left. But that's what we're going to go to. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. It's not going to be just that. It's going to be like, I don't know if you guys remember commodity foods back in the 90s. That was some good shit.
When I was a kid, we had butter and it was butter, cheese, a 5-pound thing of cheese, butter, and a gallon of milk or something like that.
Oh, shit. It had powdered eggs, powdered milk, the big cans of pork and chicken. Cereal like Cheerios, Rice Krispies, shit like that, but it was in a black and white box. That is what it's going to be. Well, that's commodity foods. But that's the idea to do that. That's what we're going to go back to for the whole entire world. So,
They're just going to destroy this planet.
No, they think they're going to save the planet. No, they want to depopulate the planet.
They're going to kill all the humans, and that'll save the planet.
That's what. There's no way. We can't. We've already gone beyond the CO2 and the carbon footprint and all that bullshit. No, we're beyond that. See, the world goes in cycles.
Yes.
That's why they have the 150-year flood, all these weather patterns. It has nothing to do with climate. Not a damn thing.
I think we talked about this the last time I was on, about how the polar caps, the ice things, are growing back again. They gained, 2 or 3 inches of ice? You're not hearing about that because it doesn't fit the narrative of their climate change and the ozone layer and everything destroying the planet.
Okay, so NGOs are funding mass migration. Okay.
Oh, no shit.
There are people who barely earn $300 a year a year. $300 a year could migrate from Africa to Israel.
Yep.
Which costs $3,000 just to go one trip. So with this person, he did all the research on it, and he said what's happening is it's being paid for, and the immigrants are being protected by non-government agencies, which are funded by foreign governments and foundations. This is an orchestrated listen, it's an orchestrated immigration to Israel, resembling that from Syria and Africa to Europe and the U.S. It's to destroy the Western countries and those aligned with them from within.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying, when he started thinking about it, why aren't you being told about this mass population migration to Israel? They called them refugees. No, it's not what they're called. After the UN representatives had checked their status, they pointed out that only 6% of them were real refugees. And I can guarantee you the 100,000 that came to America of the Afghans, no.
To seek emergency use for third COVID vaccine.
What?
Emergency use for the third COVID vaccine.
Yeah, and they're not even being mandated to get the vaccine.
None of them are.
So, yeah, so that's
just
what I'm going to tell you. Look, no. Huh?
It just came across the news. And I saw a report today that said that top scientists in the World Health Organization and other nonpartisan scientists are saying that the third jab's not even necessary.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
And they don't recommend getting the third jab until there's more studies done.
And they want you to get this booster every 6 months.
I'm going to share some with you guys.
They're saying no. They're saying unless you're over 75 years old, you don't need it.
Yeah, well, I ain't getting it. So, basically, okay, Agenda 21 is being carried out by NGOs, like the New Israel Fund, which is funded by the Ford Foundation, including other Muslim countries, as well as groups, the Open Society Foundation, George Soros, and Oxfam, with the intention to destroy Israel and the U.S. From within. So there, what this guy was saying, this was done this year, 15 cities in Israel is already complying with the Agenda 21. So let me see if there's something different. I'm trying to think. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and the word sustainability helps them promote their depopulation plan. It sounds so green and progressive. And so that's the reason why most people will consider this plan as positive. So what's wrong with it? Pay attention to the actions of those implementing it and not to nice. Not too nice, placating words such as sustainable development. So the shadow elements that are implementing this plan worldwide. So for a long time, there was no connections. Nobody did. Nobody's connected the dots on anything. Hell, you watch any movie in Hollywood from 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? I'll be damned, it's exactly what's going on right now. And the movies, the TV series that I'm watching, I'm binge-watching again. I have nothing else to do. The Last Ship, it was a book that was written in 1988. New World Order, Sustainable Development, all of this shit is in that movie. And it's exactly what's going on right now. Now, don't get me wrong, it's about a virus, by the way, that mutated 4 or 5 times wiped out 90% of the population. Okay? And then they found a cure. Okay, they found a cure, the vaccine, blah, 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 which it did save everybody. And then it goes to our complete government collapse. We had no as a matter of fact, they said it went all the way down to the 12th person in concession line. The Secretary of Housing and Authority, whatever his name is, that's who became president. And if you look at other parts of the movie, it's what's going on. They want to break everything down. They got rid of the Constitution. They, you know, and I could see shit like that happening under Agenda 21. So no infrastructure, nothing. So the UN is the one who controls Agenda 21, like we've already said. So London, Berlin, Rome, or other big places that's already started it. Let me just skip down. So taxpayers are going to pay for this plan without their knowledge or consent. This is paid for by you, the taxpayer, worldwide, not only the U.S. Yeah, yeah, without your knowledge or consent, because it's called tax, and you can't say shit about tax. Hell, we got a death tax. You get taxed because you died. We didn't even get to vote on it, on this Agenda 21. Because remember what Obama said? People are just too stupid to know what's good for them. Remember when he ran for president the second time? Yep. They're too small-minded to know what's good for them. That's what the elites believe. So under Agenda 21 is responsible for the development programs in your city that you're not even aware of. He's talking about the smart meters and 5G, and all you can actually go look up the Agenda 21 programs that's in your city or town by searching Agenda 21 and then the name of your city and Google it. It's free, like all the liberals say. Google it. It's free. Let's see. There's 12 megacities, 100 super cities and urban regions, 450 large cities, as well as 450 medium-sized cities and towns in 84 countries. And that is where you will be living when they finally get their hands on completing Agenda 21. They also condition children to use sustainable transport, which is loosely closely tied to Agenda 21's population management. Holy shit. Remember I was telling you about the rail system? You should see it. It runs right down California, and it shows a corridor system. So, it's an attempt to bring most people into megacities and away from rural areas, which will be deemed open spaces for wildlife and easily controlled by using public transport. Shut up. They're already trying to get rid of cows and chickens. They've already got and so they want you to have everything plant-based. That's their big thing, plant-based. You go eat a fucking plant. I like salads, but not chicken salad, which is made out of freaking leaves. Sorry, I've tried the Impossible Whopper, and it tastes like crap. And everyone knows Greta Thunberg, which she's no different than the freaking snowflakes in America. Don't get me wrong, guys. I understand that, yes, we do need to stop some of the carbon footprint and a lot of the shit. Yes, we do. But you're allowing, how old is she, 13, 14, to dictate how the world runs. It just doesn't happen. Grow up, become an adult, and you can participate later on. And so that's why you see all these commercials where all these kids are yelling at their parents for having a cell phone or driving to work or whatever. They're trying to condition children the same way they're conditioning children about making them wear a mask because they think they're going to kill their mother or their grandparents. It's child abuse, straight up. Part of the concern that the hidden agenda is being masked as a beneficial plan for humanity while being exactly the opposite. In reality, it's a well-crafted lie to slip past our scrutiny. The upshot of all this removing national sovereignty and empowering the UN to gradually take control over once was national policies, it will remove and destroy all constitutions, restrict free speech, and disarm the people. Guess what? We don't have free speech in this country anymore, unless you're a liberal. When Agenda 21 is fully realized, the United Nations will be in possession of all guns, and subsequently, there will be no opposition to their control.
Well, we got to do something to stop that.
Oh, yeah, we will. And that's the problem. Why do you think September 18th, do not go to fucking D.C. I don't care what kind of movement it is because it's a big-ass red flag. Because you know what's going to happen. They're putting the fences back up in D.C. around the Capitol. Because some nut job. I don't believe this. Huh?
I said I'm going to the beach the 19th, so I'm not going anywhere.
But, no, they're saying it's retribution for January the 6th.
What?
So, yeah. This rally on the 18th in D.C. is retribution for January 6th, which is a lie. We've already said it. It's a false flag. It's a trap being set up by the left. So, you know... So by 2030, he's saying it by, it's agenda, I thought it was agenda 21 because of 2021, but no, it's called agenda 21, 2030, is to establish a global government, global economic system, and global religion. When the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke of a dream of a world of peace, bullshit, it'll never happen, and a dignity for all, this is no different when the communists promised the people a worker's paradise. So basically, you're going to work for a day's rations. You will not have food stored up in your house. And under Agenda 21, they can come into your home and take your food stores. They can take your vehicle. They can take your house. They can take any excess of anything that you have.
Yeah,
and people are gonna. I know. See, here's the thing: people are saying, "Oh, that'll never happen." Really? Look what happened to our last election. Come on, they can do whatever the hell they want. And you can't do a damn thing about it. The only way it's going to stop this is if we have another revolution. And honest to God, that's going to be the only way. We cannot leave it up to the politicians to say. Because they're not.
No,
they're not.
They're not. Even if
not
they
even
wanted
Trump.
To,
I'm sorry. I'm done believing the bullshit of what. No, I don't care what they say. Until I see it, I don't care anymore.
The politicians are not doing jack shit. Even the ones that truly seem to want to can't. They're being tied down too. So we have to stop waiting to be rescued. That's all there is to it. And we have to really think about things. We can't just sit around and wait. And have you seen the new Facebook thing that's going around? Do you know anybody that seems to be storing too much food?
Yeah. Preppers.
Yeah, Facebook wants to stop. Facebook wants to stop extremists. If you know anybody that's storing too much food, report
them. Yeah, but here's
them.
The thing. People have gardens. They can it.
Yep.
And they have it all winter
yep.
long.
But
and they do it again the next year.
Young kids don't understand that. Young kids don't understand that, and they're going to report their neighbors. You understand what I'm saying? They don't understand. So you've got, and even some of these progressive left, some of these progressive people who or Democrats or liberals or who are not, you know, are not really for what's going on. They just don't consider themselves conservatives. They still may be patriots. They're young. They don't understand, and they're reporting this shit.
No. So, is Agenda 21 legal? As this plan is covertly implemented in the name of UN Agenda 21 by an NGO, none of us had been informed about it or have voted for it in any way. Basically, Lisa, like we said, lost personal freedom, sovereignty worldwide. It's a deceit of humanity rooted in darkness and our complicit ignorance, which allows the UN to implement this treacherous plan. It's totally undemocratic, and it relies on our passive, ill-informed acceptance of authorities. Remember, it's just 15 days. It's
it
just
2 weeks.
It
goes against
the
Constitution.
But not every country has a constitution. This is going global.
Yeah,
so,
well, we can fight it here. I don't care about the rest of the world at this point. We got to save ourselves first. What is it they say on a plane? Put your oxygen mask on before you try and put on your neighbors?
Yeah. So what is Codex Alimentarius? It's a term used for food regulation that were written and ratified in 2009. So, This guy found a connection between IG Farben, the former Bayer and BASF, and I can't think, HOECHST, I don't know what that company is, and all the food laws ratified by the UN. It raises many important questions such as, how are these regulations connected to the depopulation agenda? And why is our food filled with toxins and elements that risk our health? I don't know. Look at our food compared to the UK. Look at the shit that's in the GMOs that's in our food, all the pesticides that's in our foods that the UK won't allow in their food.
Well, that's because we're not as compliant as they are. They don't need to be poisoned as much as we do.
Oh, no. No, see, here's the thing. There's not that many people. You can fit all of the UK, and that's England, Scotland, and Ireland, and fucking
in
Texas.
Texas,
in one corner of Texas. There's 10 million people in all of the UK, maybe 12.
Yep.
Okay, don't get me wrong. Here's the difference between the UK and here. You are taxed for your health care and your prescriptions. You don't pay out of pocket for anything. Everybody's taken care of. Elderly is taken care of first, then the military, and then everybody else. Okay? But there's not that many people in the UK. That's why they can do universal health care, because they don't have that many. So, you know, you just go to the pharmacy, get your medicine, and leave. Let's see. Are there really too many people on Earth? No, there's not. I'm sorry. There just happens to be, if you give everybody one square foot in the world, you could fit them all in Jacksonville, Florida. The whole entire world can fit in Jacksonville, Florida.
And the world
no lies, look
could feed the whole, the world has more than enough viable land to feed the population. The problem is greed.
Look at any crisis, hurricane, blizzard, storms, tornadoes. Look at the price gouging that people do. They don't help their neighbor. Well, it depends on where you live. So, no, and the World Health Organization is not interested in our general well-being. Okay, Nazis are being employed at the UN. The guy that wrote this article found out that Nazis like Fritzer Meyer, a former executive member of IG Farben, which was produced and supplied by Zyklon B to the death camps during the Second World War, who was incarcerated for 15 years in prison after being convicted when the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal was employed by the UN. After being released, he was part of the committee designed to plan food resources for humanity that devised the Codex Alimentarius. You see what's going on? It's they're using. Oh, and Joseph Goebbels. We found out. I found it. I didn't find the video, but his children or his stepchildren are the ones that's doing the vaccine passports. It was their idea or whatever had to do with that. Once I find the video, I can share the video. The Codex Alimentarius is a UN-sponsored global food standards body which criminalizes the production of healthy nutrition both commercially and at your home, whether it's organic food, your dietary supplements, or even your organic garden. So they're going to criminalize farmers. Anybody who has a garden, they're going to criminalize it. Dr. Rima Libo talks about the regulations, which is determined that vitamins are toxins and therefore to be limited in consumption to ineffective dosages, and which includes irradiating the food supply and destroying all nutrients in our food, and switch to the GMO foods to be consumed by the masses. This alone will lead to the death of 3 billion people worldwide. Are you guys awake yet? And they're saying that's going to be by the year 2030 if they don't get rid of people with these vaccines. So the World Health Organization confirmed these estimates according to Ask Marian blog, and he put all of his resources and all that cool shit in here. So if anybody wants it, I'll save it, and you can read it. Let's see. So you're not going to hear about Agenda 21 because the media is not going to put it on there. Media is not going to put shit out there for you to wake up. Let's see. And you will not hear about it on mainstream media, period. Any questions so far or whatever?
No.
Bobby? Good Lord. Is he napping on the phone?
I think he did.
Anywho.
Free beer.
Huh?
Free beer.
No, I'm here.
Okay. I was asking you any comments, questions, concerns, or whatever about this bullshit.
You just put it out there. I mean, I didn't know I was being directed
Do you know what? Okay, I'm gonna be a smartass. You know why we want callers? Is their input.
Yeah.
I want your input.
So I'm not a caller.
Well, you know what? Shut up, Ben. Forget it. So who promotes this bullshit? Prince Charles. Everybody knows.
Lauren. Lauren
the G7
does.
Summit.
Oh, shit.
G7 Summit. All of them idiots. Obama. Let's see who else. Blah blah blah. Hugh Grant. I did not know he was the CEO of Monsanto. Did you
Monsanto.
Guys know that? That Hugh Grant was the CEO of Monsanto?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. But yeah, and that whole thing about Monsanto with the seeds is another thing, too. So here's the whole thing about the elite. They tell us we need to cut our carbon footprint, drive smaller cars, drive electric cars. Don't do this, don't do that. But yet, they have private trains, jets, fleets of cars, and palaces, and their businesses are excluded from this plan. So your top 1% of the richest people will not have to contribute. So none of Hollywood's going to have to contribute. None of these big politicians are going to have to contribute. So they get to live in their friggin' mansions while, as Nancy Pelosi says, I've got 34 flavors of ice cream, and you don't have any. So, yeah, chemtrails. This guy found out in 2013 that chemtrails are real. They do exist. You know, those big white plumes of smoke behind a plane. Now, don't get me wrong, there are normal ones, but it's in the fuel, the jet fuel, and there are chemicals in it. I mean, it's got to have additives and all that shit to burn it and all that. We get all that. But they actually add, and the other thing about the chemtrails is, have you noticed the cancer population, where there's more of them?
Yeah.
And that's part of the whole chemtrail thing. I mean, it's not just cancer. Don't get me wrong. It causes lung problems, heart problems, and all of that. let's see. You'll notice the chemtrails don't evaporate. You know, like if you're in a plane and it goes by, the smoke or the whatever from the engine, it will dissipate. But chemtrails don't. They just stick around for hours. And so he took pictures of them. And, you can look into them. Oh, and I didn't know they had them in the jet stream in the ocean. For chemtrail or something like a chemtrail, like in planes. I did not know that. So there was a class action lawsuit filed against spraying chemtrails. And in this little picture, it shows where a majority of them are at. hold on. I got to go let my retards back in. Before they start making too much noise. But it's kind of like, think about it, like back in the 80s when they sprayed for mosquitoes in those big trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They still do it in some places if you have a lot of mosquitoes and, yeah, dog. Ugh, dogs piss me off. So why
didn't they
sit
that?
Down? He's gonna.
Didn't they just do that in Florida for the Zeta or whatever it was called?
The Zika? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they got to though. They have so much stagnant water and shit, and you know the swamps and all that. Of course. So there's a secret black budget of that Obama started. Shockingly, this guy discovered that we unknowingly finance our own genocide. A secret presidential chemtrail budget uncovered. Congress exceeds billions to spray populace like roaches. So it's on intelhub.com. And if you want to see this link, You go on there, and it has a little link on here, and you can go check it out. And it goes on for decades. So I'm trying to find out. Dane Winnington on the ongoing chemtrails and geoengineering. He said, historical records prove beyond doubt that climate engineering has been fully deployed on a substantial scale for 65 years. Hurricane suppression for 53 years. I have no idea what the hell that means. So why do major publications continue to lie about this blatant reality? Because that's what they're paid to do. Once global populations fully grasp the gravity of the biosphere collapse that is rapidly unfolding around them, which is further exacerbated by geoengineering, our paradigm will overturn. The power structure is trying desperately to hide this reality for as long as possible. Unfortunately, most environmental groups and organizations are major participants in geoengineering denial. I and several other activists just attended a global warming presentation with standing room only. We made sure that the geoengineering subject was not omitted from this event. So, and according to Agenda 21, humans are on the same level as animals. We are to be managed like the flora and fauna. Beyond it is all materialistic and secularized view of humanity, which rejects the idea humans are scared and part of the divine. Needless to say, this is just the tip of the iceberg in regards to the hideous agenda. And he wrote a book called Mass Awakening. And that's the problem. The more people that wake up about it, the harder it's going to be. You know, even if you don't have weapons, you can still fight back. I mean, it's you may not have guns, but you have other means of whatever.
Baseball bat with barbed wire.
Yeah, Lucille. I will make my own damn Lucille. So there are, and he talks about FEMA camps, and this guy's in Israel when he wrote this book. So he talks about the FEMA camps in the U.S. And says, if the cabal the elites planned for us all would have worked as they'd wished and implemented, there would be no white hat. You would not be reading this art. See, this guy, you know, managed to get it out. So, where we go one, we go all. So this was written, actually in 2019. So, but yeah, that's it. Let me see. I'm going to save that article. And then there's this other long-winded, it's the whole entire Agenda 21 paperwork on everything. And it's like, how many pages? Like a couple hundred. And it talks about everything, their plans, all of it. Changing consumption patterns of people. You know what? I'm waiting for the government to start asking how many times we take a crap a day. How much toilet paper do you use? That's next. I'm waiting for that shit right now. Okay, I mean, they're going beyond what they should have. But yeah, I found this. It's the whole manifest of Agenda 21. So if anybody wants it, I'll send it to you. It is. Let me tell you how many chapters it is. Damn it! Hold on. There are. Hold on. No. 40 chapters to this whole entire thing. Means of implementation, it goes by sections, each section of it. Social and economic dimensions, conservation and management of resources for development, strengthening the role of major groups, means of implementation. That's all the different groups, how it breaks it down, and talks about everything. Banking.
you know, all that cool shit. But don't get me wrong, like I said. Oh, shut up, you damn dog. We have enough food in America to stop starvation in our own country. But we don't. We don't. There's enough housing in America that everybody should be able to have a home. Let me see. Hold on a second. How? All right. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. This is from the FDA. Okay. This is disgusting. In the United States, food waste is estimated between 30 and 40% of the food supply. 31% of food loss is at the retail and consumer levels, corresponded to approximately 133 billion pounds of food and $161 billion worth of food in they did it as of 2010 for that. So think about all these restaurants, and this is why I can't remember what state that does this, where restaurants that are about to waste food, they package it, and a group of people, I cannot think of if it was California or one of these, well, that's a liberal state, they take all the food from the restaurants before it's time, you know, right when it's supposed to expire. And they come pick it up, and they feed the homeless with it. Okay. You think about it like in your state. Every fast food restaurant that I've worked at, after 30 minutes, boom, it gets thrown out. You're not even allowed to take it home at the end of shift. So whatever's left at the end of the night, you count every chicken nugget. You count every cheeseburger, hamburger, whatever they have. They count it all as waste and throw it out. As employees, you're not allowed to take it home. Why? That's bullshit. Now, when I was 18 and I had my oldest daughter, I worked at McDonald's. Hell, I worked at McDonald's almost 6 years, by different ones though. But accumulate McDonald's, Wendy's, Little Caesars. I worked at quite a few fast food restaurants. But when I was 18 and I had my daughter, she was just a baby, and my ex-husband was not working. We had one vehicle, but he was lazy and he didn't want to work, and I worked. And they knew that we didn't have a whole lot of money. And when I was on duty with this particular manager, she would let me take home the chicken nuggets, the cheeseburgers, all the food. Now, she didn't tell me to go and make a whole batch and then waste it, but... because if you've worked in restaurants, you know, towards the end of the night, you make less and less, you know, or the slower periods, you make less food, so you don't have to waste as much. So, but that's what they did. So why can't you take all of that food waste? Because you know what they say? Some police departments will stop you and not allow you to feed the homeless because you're enabling them. How do you know they didn't lose their job? How do you know that they didn't get hurt or something and they can't get help? How is that enabling them? That's called a hand up. Not put your foot on their back while they're down. See, that's what's wrong with humanity. There is no, I'm so disappointed in humanity right now. Now, I don't like to give money to the homeless. I mean, if it's less than $5, I don't care. Whatever. You ain't buying a whole lot of crack with it. But I've actually went into a gas station and bought someone a big thing of water so they can actually have the water bottle and fill it up wherever if they can go anywhere, you know? And I bought them some snacks, and I bought them, I don't know, a bunch of bullshit. And I even bought something for their dog. Here where I live, there's a lot of homeless people up by the QT, and they get kicked out, and they're not allowed in there because they aggravate customers.
And I get that. Nope, you don't want to go into a store and have, hey, man, you got $5 for gas? No. I bought someone gas and put it in their vehicle, like 10 bucks. But I just don't hand them the cash. Me and my daughter, it was a vet. And if someone says they're a homeless vet, when you go up and ask them for their VA card or their DOD card, if they still have one. Because, and I hate to say this, a lot of people abuse that and say they're homeless vets, and they're not. They're just freaking homeless. So I've actually helped someone. I bought pizza at Little Caesars. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to eat this all. Can you eat it? And I gave him half the pizza right there. So I just don't get the whole food loss. But anyway, wasted food is the single largest category of material placed in municipal landfills and represents nourishment that could have helped feed families in need. Additionally, water, energy, and labor used to produce wasted food could have been employed for other purposes. Effectively reducing waste, food waste, will require cooperation among federal, state, and tribal and local governments, which is true. How much food do you guys waste at your own, in your own house that you throw out?
Very little. Most of what I don't eat,
I
give to my dogs.
Yeah, true, and that's what I try not to waste.
No, you see, like, do you guys eat leftovers, or do you not?
Oh, God, I love leftovers are my life. I love leftovers.
Oh,
yes.
Leftover pizza?
Yeah, you can
fried
make
chicken.
Omelet with that.
Yeah, see, I do, I love leftovers. And here's the thing, we don't have a microwave. I don't think I've ever gone my whole entire life without a microwave. It drives me nuts, but we don't have one. So I have the dilemma. Do I want to dirty a pot to heat food up? Or do I want to waste it, put it in the oven, wait for it to heat up that way? No, I will eat it cold, unless it's soup. Soup, I will not. Like if you make chicken soup and you put it in, from a crock pot, no. It congeals and you got to heat it up, so I don't do that shit. But, yeah, cold pizza, spaghetti, fried chicken, I don't care. I'll eat it cold. Now, if I make a crock pot, and it's just me and Pat and two dogs, like we make chili. And it's like, okay, I'm tired of chili. Four meals, I'm done. Sometimes I put it in a freezer bag and we'll freeze it and pull it out some other time, you know, so you know you don't get, like, wiped out on it, like Thanksgiving dinner. What I do is I end up giving the leftovers to the dogs. So it conserves their food, you know. They don't waste as much.
My dogs are my boys. They're not no dogs. They're literally my
boys. Okay, right now, I kid you not, if you could see my dog, what she's doing. I know some of you have seen pictures. She is the most pathetic looking thing. I swear to God, it looks like she acts like she's been beat to death on a regular basis because of the look. It's that, oh, woe is me look. Oh, I'm so pathetic. I swear, she's laying on my couch and she will pull the couch cushion down. I have those big fluffy cushions that you can pick off the back of the couch. You know what I'm talking about? You know, those big ones?
Yep.
She lays them flat, and she lays on it like it's her freaking princess bed. She will take a throw, and she will drag it from one end of the couch or on the floor or my chair, and she will drag it, put it up on the couch, and then walk in circles and scratch at it and make it fluffy for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her head between her paws right now. But yeah, I know what you mean. My she's like a baby, a 55-pound baby.
You're right.
I swear to God, so pathetic.
I gotta put my big guy down on Wednesday.
Oh, why?
He's like really old. He's got like a big, huge growth underneath his, in his throat, the bumps on under the arm, his belly.
Oh, is it really?
I gotta take a phone call.
Okay. The EPA said in 2017 alone, 41 million tons of food was wasted. That's a damn lot. So, I mean, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for people to be starving. And then when you send, and then when we send food to other countries, right, these third world countries, the freaking government keeps it. Instead of distributing it to their people, they'll keep it and make people work for it if they even get it. Look at what happened in Haiti when, what hurricane was that, Bobby, do you know, that went through Haiti? And, or is it Puerto Rico? When all of the food and bottled water and clothes and shit was left on the tarmac because the government wouldn't distribute it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. That was like just 2 years ago or...
Yeah.
I forget which one it was.
Okay, and it was after a hurricane.
Yeah.
Crap. Hold on a second. All the food left on...
Hurricane
Norma. Come on. Give me, I could spell today. Let me see. Sometimes I gotta. Jesus. That brings up. No.
Who was it that said they had to take a phone call?
Laura.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. You suck.
I know, it's bugging me because it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah. Okay, hold on a second. I can't remember what Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico.
Maria, yeah.
2017. And they blamed Trump for that. Last time I checked, Trump wasn't president of Puerto Rico. It wasn't his fault. So, yeah, it was September 20th, 2017. Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico as Category 4 hurricane. Oh, it was after Hurricane Irma. You guys remember Irma? Yeah, I do, because it sucked.
Irma, yeah.
And it destroyed, Maria destroyed Puerto Rico's infrastructure, buildings, roads, bridges, power grids, wiped out most of its agricultural supply, and so most of the island's population lost access to light, water, food, and other basic necessities. And so... here's the whole thing. Everybody in America gathered together and sent all kinds of friggin' food, water, clothes, and it sat on the landing strip because the government hated Trump and they would not distribute the stuff. And they blamed it on him. So people's ignorance of whatever, their government caused Puerto Rico to suffer. When that really bad one went through, it's been like 10 years or whatever, the one that went through the Cayman Islands and destroyed the Cayman Islands, my uncle flew there to help rebuild. It was after he retired. He was a cop.
my mom's family is all in the Cayman Islands, and they all live in, get this, Bodentown, which was named after my great grandfather. And his last name was Bodden. he was a ship captain. And so yeah, he would go there and help them rebuild. And that's what you're supposed to do. Help other places that need help. And that's what's wrong with the world. People just need to wake the hell up. My oldest daughter, she goes, Mom, do you watch anything other than like apocalyptic world-ending movies? No. I watch documentaries about it, and I watch church. But, yeah, I'm like, I'm so done. I don't care. I have no faith in humanity anymore. I'm like, I am just here. That's it. I'm existing until Christ comes back, which, you know what? I'm either Yellowstone or Christ or I die. One or the other. And, yes, I can joke about it because of the way our country's going. Actually, the way the world's going. You know, I don't recognize what our country's turned into. And I joke about it, and I watch these movies. I'm like, yeah, I'll be well-versed on it, so if anything ever happens, I'll know what to do. I'll know if I live or die, because if it's running zombies, I'm dead. If it's slow-paced zombies, like The Walking Dead, okay, I can survive that. So, yeah. Tomorrow, we'll finish up with that other survival book. And then I might go ahead and start the other one and do that. We'll just continue that. Unless somebody can come up with another idea for the medical show, I'm open for suggestions. But it's all survival shit anyway, and it could be for anything in general. So, but that's all. I'm all done. Is Maria still here? Or did she leave?
Nah, she dropped off.
Oh, fine. John left too, huh?
Yeah, that's why. Fuckers. I was asking about Lorna because I'm still showing her connected.
Oh, she just took a call, so she has the call waiting. So she must have just taken a call.
Right.
Rather that, she just didn't want to talk about her dog, which I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. This just popped up. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm heading up there Wednesday.
Where?
Her place.
For what? Oh, to help her?
Move her down here. Move her down here.
Oh, okay. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, she said so... she sells her house tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
They signed the papers. So I'll go up Wednesday,
yeah.
Stay a couple days, and then we'll head down here.
Yeah, we should say 12 hours away, 9 hours away. So apparently
yeah.
3 hours ago. Yes, bye-bye. A house hearing devolved into chaos when a GOP congressman shouted over everyone and falsely accused Biden of manipulating Afghanistan intelligence. First of all, that's an oxymoron because Biden doesn't know if he's coming or going, and he has no intelligence whatsoever. But, yeah, apparently, let me see who it was. Oh my God. Brian Mass, they're jumping his shit because he asked misleading questions. Like, I don't know, did you know what you were doing? And so Anthony Blinken, which is a moron, and so he's the guy, he didn't want to hear from Brian Mass because you know what it is? They don't want to be held, they don't think they should be held accountable on it. On Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the whole thing. And, yeah, he brought up the phone call. that Biden made to the Afghan president, where he said, lie about it. Sure, okay. And the constant thing is, and it's so irritating, but Trump said, Trump is the one who called and made a plan. Yeah, you know what a plan is? Trump said, we will leave if you do A, B, C, and D. We're
right.
leaving a contingency of soldiers to stay there. And that's what I said. You have to. And I said you were going to have to leave soldiers there, like 6,000 or 8,000. He said was going to stay there permanently, just like Germany, Japan, Taiwan, all these other bases that we have. No. This is what I tell people. This is, I swear. Shut people up and they get mad, don't. I don't care. I said Biden's pullout plan is apparently better than your dad. And they don't like it. But it's the truth. You just don't snatch our soldiers out and then leave everything. So, but anywho, you got 3 minutes.
All righty.
So, yeah.
No.
Oh,
again, as usual, another great show. And I thank everybody that did call in and participated, even though it's the same people. So, God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, veterans, our military. And God bless the Defender 7. Another great show.
Amen.
Good night, everybody, and thank you again.
Good night.